This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Omicron is spreading in Colorado and could soon be the dominant strain. Dr. Michelle Barron, who is head of infectious disease at UC Health, says the new variant in combination with the holiday could spell disaster.
People are traveling, people are gathering, and everybody's over the whole concept of, you know, that it exists. It's anticipated we'll see a big surge in cases, probably mid-January.
Staying home if you feel even mildly sick, getting boosted, and wearing a mask in public indoor places can all limit the spread of COVID-19 and help keep hospitals from being overloaded. A campaign finance complaint against Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser will move forward. Today, the Secretary of State's office found it to be non-frivolous. The allegations claim Weiser failed to report the true cost of a fundraiser he held during a conference in Hawaii. The Attorney General has 10 days to update his disclosure forms or provide evidence to dispute the claims, which Weiser says are false. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is moving to open tens of thousands of acres of public land in Western states to large solar energy projects. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
This is the federal land agency's largest solar development push in nearly a decade. It's asking companies to submit ideas for utility-scale solar projects in three states, New Mexico, Nevada, and Colorado, where about 20 square miles of public land in the San Luis Valley could be set aside. BLM first analyzed these locations in 2012 and found they get a lot of sun, have enough space for large solar arrays, and pose little harm to the environment or nearby communities. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. In 20 minutes, a look back at advances in cancer treatment.